This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah. How would you know that you are ready to take the hijab for Allah and that you will never leave it? There is nothing says, okay, this is going to be completely different than what probably some of you have heard. There is nothing says, I am ready. I have no choice. It's not, I am not ready yet to salah. Really? Okay, it's up to you. That's not a choice. Hijab is not a choice. That's what we all have to know. It's an obligation. I can't afford, it's what I said to myself, I can't afford dying, standing in front of Allah, and I know hijab is an obligation. And he's going to ask me, why didn't you do it? And I'm going to say, I wasn't ready, ya Allah. Really? What will make you ready? When? The fact Allah wants something, that means I am ready. He will never ask me to do something that I cannot do. I want you all to live with this. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will not take or put a burden or put an order on a self, on a servant, unless you know they can do it. Having said that, this is how you look at these things. Non-negotiable is not a choice. Second part is very true. But I'm worried. This is probably what you mean by I'm not ready. I'm scared that I will take it off. And this is very genuine. And this is true. However, the key element, there's two ways of looking at this. Either you will say to yourself, and it's all about positive thinking and determination. Either you're going to say to yourself, I will never take it out till I die. And he will make it easy. That's one way. And he, wallahi, he will. I was asked actually this question when I first put my hijab years ago. What happened if you change your mind? That's exactly the question I got. This was less than 6 months. No, after the first year. And subhanAllah, I said, I will not change my mind. It came out of my mouth. Alhamdulillah. So that's a couple of people. There are people like that. How about, I'm not sure of this. My advice, do it. Keep asking Allah for strength. Allah, one of the hardest thing for a woman is to do hijab, especially if she's not very young. Yani, you're not 13 or 14 or 15. It's not easy. If I say easy, then I'm lying. So number one, do it. Number two, the fear is going to come, for sure, believe me. And it's from shaitan. And people will say things to you, makes you weak, for sure. You're going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni as'aluka thabat. Ya Allah, I ask you steadfastness. This is one of the best advices I was given before I put my hijab. The day before I put my hijab. May Allah give her jannah for those that woman. Because I asked this question, actually. That's why this question is very hit home. I asked her, actually. I said, what about if I changed my mind? She said, say this, look at yourself in the mirror and say, Allahumma inni as'aluka thabat. Ya Allah, I ask you for steadfastness. Alhamdulillah. Did I have that those moments? Absolutely. But Allah made me. Again, I didn't. He made me. So again, number one, there's nothing called ready. You should be ready. But I don't know what struggles I'm going to go. That's true. That's absolutely true. But Allah will make it easy. Turn to him day and night. You know, when you get to your lowest point, and we all women know what lowest point, you get invited, especially when you're around people. And you look around at your friends and all, they look beautiful. You know, dunya, beautiful hair with a dress, and you come in with your hijab and everybody's looking at you, let alone if they make negative comments. Tell me about it. That's when you, before you go, and if you have to go, let's say it's a non-negotiable relationship. You have to go and visit your parents. And your mom is the one who doesn't like it. Very common scenario. That's what you're going to say. Ya Allah, keep me strong. Ya Allah, please don't make them say things that's going to make me weak. Ya Allah, put in me the feeling that I look very beautiful. Wallahi ladhi allahu. This is what I keep telling you. Learn to talk to Allah. Learn to talk to him. You know, when I go on a stage and start speaking, I always say this to him. I say, Ya Allah, make me speak what pleases you. I can. It doesn't matter how much I prepared or whatever. If he doesn't want it, it's never going to happen. So may Allah make you strong. And my beautiful sister, do it. It changes your life. It changes the perspective, what you look for, what's your priorities. Even it changes your friends, change your environment. La ilaha illallah. It's beautiful.